US investigators have named their suspects and launched an international manhunt for Russian spies and criminals blamed for the mammoth cyber attack on the email giant Yahoo in 2014. The accounts of half a billion Yahoo users were hacked in what the FBI believes was both a spying mission and a fraud scam to raise money. American authorities are pouring huge resources into tracing Russian cyber infiltration, including interference during last year's election. From Washington, Greg Jennett reports.
Yahoo, Google, US, UK and Canadian intelligence have led a mega multi-corporate, multinational cyber search driven by one mission, outlined by FBI Deputy Director Paul LeBate.
We at the FBI, together with our partners in the DOJ, will continue to work hard to hunt them down and hold them responsible no matter where they live or where they attempt to hide.
The scale of the 2014 attack on Yahoo was massive. At least 500 million accounts were hacked, and the trail led straight to Russia, as Acting Assistant Attorney Mary McCord from the Department of Justice laid out.
There are no free passes for foreign state-sponsored criminal behavior.
Authorities have pieced together a sequence of motives. According to Attorney McCord, the plot started inside the Russian spy agency FSB at its cyber unit known as Center 18.
The defense targeted Yahoo accounts of Russian and U.S. government officials, including cybersecurity, diplomatic and military personnel.
Soon, the Center 18 spies Dmitry Dokukayev and Igor Sushkin needed help, so they called a man the Department of Justice has watched for 3 years, the accomplished hacker Alexei Bilan.
Bilan's notorious criminal conduct and a pending Interpol red notice did not stop at the FSB officers who, instead of detaining him, used him to break into Yahoo's networks.
Once in, Bilan's accused of profiteering for himself, going after an additional 30 million Yahoo users to seek to scam credit cards, gift vouchers, and use other forms of fraud. One of Bilan's associates, Karim Baratov, has been arrested in Canada. The FSB spies remain in Russia. Bilan is thought to be. And although warrants for their arrest have now been issued, there's no extradition treaty between the US and Russia, so expectations of cooperation from Moscow are low, especially considering, as Mary McCord noted, that Center 18 is meant to be the go-to agency for cooperation between the FBI and Russia on cybersecurity matters.
These are the very people that we are supposed to work with cooperatively in law enforcement channels. And rather than do that type of work, they actually turned, you know, sort of against that type of work.
The Department of Justice does not suggest any link between the Yahoo conspirators and attacks on last year's election. They're the subject of separate investigations by the FBI and also by Congress. On that front, the most senior congressmen leading the House Intelligence Committee investigation have been getting briefings and reading classified documents at the agency. Democrat Adam Schiff is now convinced there's nothing to find there to back Donald Trump's claim that Barack Obama had ordered wiretap surveillance last year. In Washington, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.